Activists tell us ICE was trying to detain two workers at a house that is under construction. Fox 9's Leon Purvis was there and has more on what happened.
It all started at 10:30 Saturday morning when witnesses say ICE showed up to this Chanhassen neighborhood, targeting two construction workers.
It's mind-blowing that people are out here in negative, 20-plus degree weather building houses for our community members, and they're being targeted by ICE.
We're told workers climbed the rafters to avoid ICE agents. People posted about it online, and a crowd grew. The goal was to ensure the workers weren't taken into custody. Concerned residents showed up to the front lines, where tensions reached a boiling point.
It was scary. It was really scary. It was, I don't know, I guess it was just something that you never think it's going to happen.
One of the workers was talked down by EMTs who took him by ambulance for medical attention. But the standoff continued between ICE and a second man, with activists asking ICE to leave.
People are mad. People are really mad.
No protester was hurt, but there was a lot of shouting, whistles, and demands. Meanwhile, people provided blankets, coffee, and food for the one worker still up in the rafters until ICE eventually left the scene. At that point, people celebrated, hugging each other and chanting.
We value immigrants in our community and we'll do anything to protect them.
With concerns ICE could drive back, the community activists coordinated together to get the other worker down from the roof while others locked arms to ensure a safe exit. Then they lined their cars up to discreetly put him in one of them. They drove off in multiple vehicles so he could leave undetected.
We're committed to making our country a better place for all of us. Liberty and justice for all.